Money FM 89.3, best of weekends.
Many companies are evaluating what their board of directors look like during this COVID period and how they can upgrade those boards and make sure that the boards are there to do the best job possible to ensure that the companies get through the pandemic and these economic headwinds that we are currently facing. Joining me right now is Helle Bank Jorgensen. She is the CEO of Competent Boards, and they offer a global online Competent Board certificate program with a faculty of over 95 renowned global board members, executives, and experts to help companies get through the process of looking at their boards and making sure that they are indeed doing the job they need to do. Helle, welcome to Money FM. Great to have you on today.
Well, thank you so much, Glenn, and good morning to you.
Helle, you know, as you join us from the U.S., the board situation, I think, in North America is slightly different than what it is in Asia. But give us an overview of what's happening right now with companies and boards. Is there any sense of urgency based on the somewhat dire economic situation that we find ourselves in these days?
There is indeed. And it's interesting to see that the investors on a global basis really have stepped up and said that it might be that, yes, we are in a very dire economic situation, but we're also in a dire situation when it comes to the ESG, so environment, social, governance. So you might have seen that BlackRock, one of those big investors, recently actually wrote to, I believe, over 575 Asia-Pacific companies to let them know that they actually expected more sustainability disclosure and that they have started to vote against management and board of directors if they don't see the disclosure. So there's not only words anymore. There's also a little bit of a real commitment. So clearly from board of directors starting to really say, we need to get handle of this. I think it's not only in terms of being elected or re-elected, it's also because it makes sense from a financial point of view to save money and have innovation.
Sure. You talk about ESG and how, you know, boards are becoming more active in that. Does this lead us to broadly say that boards are becoming more activist, using that phrase that has been used in other ways before? Is that an appropriate way to think about boards now and the fact that they're finding that they need to exercise and flex their muscles a bit more?
I don't know if I would call it activists. I would call it stewards, which they have been all the time, but stewards of both the companies, but also the impact of the companies. And I think board of directors do this also because there is a clear demand, not only from the investors, there's a clear demand from the customers, there's a clear demand from the employees, et cetera. So it just makes sense.
Sure. And as you look around, where do most boards, and you do the certification program with your own company, Competent Boards, where do you find that most companies are sort of falling down on the job when it comes to their boards? Now, of course, the issue of diversity and gender diversity, racial diversity, of course, is a big topic. But are there other, is that it? Or are there other areas where boards need to really upgrade their skills in addition to doing more with ESG?
I think that you'll see some boards that need to upskill on all of the different aspects, being that also when it comes to climate issues, being that when it comes to human rights, supply chain issues, being that when it comes to actually, you know, tax investment and pay is something we are talking a lot about at the moment. How do you exercise in terms of your partners? What are the code of conduct you put out to those? Those kind of like you have a much broader theme responsibility and, you know, when we talk fiduciary duty, that duty of care is no longer just to sit and wait for somebody to come and the management to come and tell you, but actively be able to articulate what is the most material ESG, so environmental social governance issue of the company, and have that discussion, and but also really understand the disclosure. And I think that is one of the points where I honestly see that we have a lot of board of directors that might not fully have the oversight of these more and more material issues. And that can be in expensive, lack of education. Mm. So that is also the reason for the ESG Competent Board certificate program. Mm-hmm.
We're speaking with Helle Bank-Jørgensen, CEO of Competent Boards. How does that work? How does that certification program actually work in reality? What do you do? How do you approach the boards, or do they approach you? And then what does the program look like?
Glenn, how long time do we have?
please do that in 30 seconds.
okay, let me do the quick.
Sure.
So it's an online program. Mm-hmm. So we have people from all over the world that joins. We have, as you think, you said, over 95 global board members, global executives, global investors, global experts who are the faculty. So it's Paul Polman, who is now the chair of International Chamber of Commerce, former CEO of Unilever, Jane Diplog, who is actually on Singapore Exchange, and many, many other global leaders. They are contributing with their insight and their expertise. They are then also meeting, you know, other board of directors from around the globe. So that learning both, you know, with your peers and from your peers, but also from all of these experts. And we meet online, surprise, nowadays. And by doing that, you really get that global insight. And we have 12 strategic topics that we go through, and that, frankly, is what everybody, you know, the investors says, that is the insight that board of directors need today. And I have had some investors saying that shows that if board of directors have been through the program, that they, you know, understand issues and frankly can, you know, have the confidence to articulate what it is that is the most material. And that gives the confidence from the investors that here are board of directors that understand and have the governance and not waste the money, because I'm seeing that a lot. Waste the money on things that they should not be doing, but actually focus on those aspects that's most material to the business.
Mm. Speaking with Helle Bank-Jørgensen, and Helle, you were in Singapore last year at the Global Board Leadership Summit. I know you spoke with a number of CEOs, Sunny Vergese of Olam and others. As you were here in this part of the world, did you see any specific challenges that might have either surprised you or been different than what you might normally be dealing with in Europe or in North America?
First and foremost, I loved being in Singapore, and I hope you soon will invite me back.
We like it here too. we're just not going to let you in right now. That's all. But maybe later.
No, I know. Hopefully soon. No, I spoke at the exchange as well, and one of the, I spoke about stewardship, but also spoke about climate. And I think we have seen much more uptake in perhaps in first and foremost in Europe, but other places as well. Then at that point, my take is that you're actually now talking much more about climate and the impact that will have, frankly, also on Singapore, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, but also how that will impact the businesses. I think you are ahead of the game on stewardship issues. I think you're ahead of the game on some of the, you know, other in your code, the stewardship code. I think there's more stakeholders. I know we talk in North America, we talk about the business roundtable, we have the Davos manifesto, etc. But I think you actually have been ahead of the curve there. So there's some really good things to build on.
Yeah, one of our big challenges across Asia, you may not be surprised to hear, is board and gender diversity. At Competent Boards, do you deal with that at all, or are you more focused on the ESG, environmental, social, and governance issues?
We definitely, actually, the next global dialogue will be about diversity, equity, and inclusion, and clearly, with all the things that's going on around the globe, that is a big issue. So Glenn, we have, as I said before, we have 12 strategic session topics, and it goes everything from the Sustainable Development Goals, climate, ESG, human rights, supply chain, diversity, equity, inclusion, anti-corruption and transparency, responsible use of data, cybersecurity, tax investment pay in an ESG-focused world, shareholder and stakeholder engagement and disclosure, and then the future of good corporate governance. And Mervyn King, that some of your listeners might know, Professor Mervyn King was the one that actually Nelson Mandela asked in terms of good governance in South Africa. And he is one of the contributors also, and we'll be meeting the attendees and discuss on the future of good corporate governance. There are many different issues.
We're with Helle Bank Jørgensen, CEO of Competent Boards. And Helle, when you look at some of more traditional, older companies, companies that have been around for a while, especially in Asia, we see a lot of family-owned companies that are more conservative. My impression would be that a newer company would be more open to some of the things you're talking about, the diversity, equity, inclusion, and some of these other topics. Do you find that there is a generational split between who is more open to the ideas based on age, based on, you know, age of the company or location of the company or industry that they're in?
Well, I think, Glenn, you can use a bell curve or kind of like distribution in everything. So let's not generalize too much. Mm-hmm. But yes, you do see the younger generations. You also see that when it comes to wealth, that they are really focusing on impact investing. And you see that younger generation really are taking on the whole climate, all the social aspects. I do actually see family-owned businesses that have the credo, that have the values, that have the culture of you know, caring, and that they actually have a lot to build on. So yes, I totally agree that the younger, the talent, if we can put it like that, you know, the younger talent, they are very much focused. And that's also one of the reasons why businesses say, if we are to attract talent, we need to have our own house in order. But I do see a lot of family-owned businesses that actually are grounded in a purpose that can really, you know, be beneficial when we talk about all of these issues. It's just some of them are not really fully aware of it themselves.
It's right there in front of them. Maybe they don't acknowledge it in a certain way. As we look forward, you know, you have these 12 different segments that you do. How long does it take for company a board to get through these 12 online segments and then to be fully certified and to gain the knowledge that you're hoping to give them?
So we run this every second week. However, you know, some board members would say, I don't have time for that. So there's also a possibility to run it, you know, to join every month or actually so that you schedule your own. After you've been through the sessions, there is kind of like going through a case. Well, we go through a case every single session, but the individual will go through a case. And then after that, hopefully, you know, have learned something, then get the designation and the certificate. So we see everything from 6 months. Some actually can do it very, you know, in 3 months because if they go every week and to longer.
Hmm. Helle, if someone wants to get in touch with you to find out more about your Competent Boards certificate program, where do they find you?
Well, they can find us on the website, so www.competentboards.com. And they can, of course, they can write to me, and we have our info account is info@competentboards.com.
Hmm. Wonderful. Helle Bank Jørgensen, CEO of Competent Boards. Thank you so much for your time and once again underscoring the importance of a competent board and a board that is across so many issues these days and just how important that is.
Well, thank you, Glenn. It's about being resilient.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.